Hello and welcome to, or welcome back to the Shine With Sophie podcast. I'm super excited that you're here and that you're clicked on this episode. So today we're going to be speaking about regulating your nervous system and reconnecting with yourself. One, because it's something that I have been working on and leaning deeper into this past year especially. But two, because I have really noticed within just my client sessions, within just the energy that I have felt also within myself and others around me, that there's a lot of heavy energy, there's a lot of anxiousness, there's a lot of stress surfacing. And if there's anything that you take away from this podcast episode, is that life and business is not meant to be run on stress and anxiety. Life is not meant to be run on stress and anxiety. Like, it doesn't have to be run on stress and anxiety. Like, you deserve to live with ease, with calm, with peace. And there is a way of doing that. There is a way of finding that ease and that peace within yourselves. So that then reflects onto your human experience as well. I think a lot of us are holding so much stress within us, so much anxiousness within us, that it just attracts more of that kind of energy. It attracts more of that energy. So I have personally been on a journey this past year, because about a full year ago, just over a year, I really was hit with like a traumatic experience that really, like, I think was meant to happen for many, many reasons, but one reason was to just truly like acknowledge and recognize how dysregulated I was and start understanding and prioritizing and leaning into regulating myself and healing on a deeper level, healing on a nervous system level, healing on a subconscious level. And I remember like moving through that period of my life, slipping into that victim mode as well, like slipping into that victim mode of being like, why is this happening to me? Why is this so fucking hard? But at the same time, like, I now understand, because one, I know that I am a leader, and I know everything that I move through is so that I can be more of an embodiment of my work as well. So just know that everything that I'm going to be sharing with you today is something that I have and I continue to move through, and I want to lead you through as well and support you moving through, because there is a lot of stress, there is a lot of heaviness within the world that we live in, but also within our bodies, okay? So I want to support you in helping you find a sense of peace and calm within yourself, because that has the power to shift so much within your life and in your business. So before we move forward, I really want you to just take a deep breath. I feel like I've been doing that a lot in my solo episodes and my September solo episodes. So everyone just take a deep breath. Like, just breathe in and let go. Start to breathe in this calm energy. You're in this safe bubble with me, okay? You're here. Maybe you've got earphones in. Maybe you're doing something like washing your dishes or whatever it is, driving. You're in a safe bubble here. You're just with me, with yourself. So I just want you to breathe in this calm, this peace, this healing energy, okay? And with every exhale, just letting go, starting to allow your body, allow your nervous system, allow your subconscious mind to start releasing this stress, releasing this anxiousness. And the thing is, your subconscious mind, your nervous system, your body, they're all connected. They're all one, okay? So just allowing yourself to feel safe, to start letting go, okay, of this heaviness that you may be carrying. And why I feel like, why I've been prioritizing and really learning more of it is because, like I said, that I went through a real season of heaviness, and it has been really hard, because emotions have been coming to the surface for me to clear them. So I have been prioritizing my practices, prioritizing the regulation of myself and stepping back more often, knowing that I am worthy and that I'm safe to do that, especially as especially if you are an entrepreneur. I know that I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. My one-to-one program is for like business owners, and obviously I freelance coach inside of a business entrepreneur membership, and I just tend to attract a lot of business owners. So if you are aspiring, early or established business owner, it's even more important for you to prioritize your nervous system and your like connection and regulation with yourself, because just even as a human, it's stressful living this life. But as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, like the weight that gets put on you, the pressure that gets put on you, it's huge. And there is a lot of stress added to that. So if you're not prioritizing the regulation within yourself and within your nervous system and calming your mind, calming your body, finding peace within yourself, then you're going to burn out. You are going to get to a place of complete exhaustion, and it is going to have a detrimental impact on you and your business. So I want you to ask yourself, how are you feeling within your body right now? How regulated do you feel within your body? And have you been showing up for yourself lately? Have you been prioritizing yourself lately? Have you been prioritizing your well-being, your mental health, your energy? Or have you been giving, pushing, and not allowing yourself to have some space and time to just reconnect with yourself, to regulate yourself, to come home to yourself, to come into yourself? And if the answer is no, take this as a sign that it's time for you to start prioritizing yourself. It's time for you to start committing to yourself, because that, when I started committing to myself, when I started to come into myself and prioritize the practices and my healthy habits, that is when my whole reality started shifting. That's when the relationship with myself started to have a major transformation. Like, I didn't have a good healthy relationship with myself. I lived in anxiety. I lived in stress. I lived in unworthiness and disconnection to myself. And it's not fun. It isn't fun, and it isn't how you're meant to be living. And there's so many ways that I'm going to share. Like, I've got 10 ways that I have embodied that I do to regulate my nervous system and connect with myself, like on a daily basis, that I'm going to give to you, and you can start to play around with which ones feel good to you, or play around with which ones you want to tap deeper into and start prioritizing. But I know that there's a belief and a block within a lot of us that are starting to do this work, that they're maybe, one, not deserving of this time to themselves, or two, well, they don't have time. They have other things to do. And the thing is, when you can take some time to yourself, one, that heals that worthiness, and two, it allows you to be more clear-minded, be more alive within yourself to pour into others. You know, you always hear that you fill up your own cup, so you can never pour from an empty cup. Like, there's those quotes that go around, but nobody truly actually embodies or takes seriously, you know? So how can you start taking seriously the concept of filling your own cup up so that you can pour from an overflowing cup into your business, into your relationships, into your life? And the thing is, everything stems from your energy. Everything stems from the energy that you're in. And if you are in the energy of anxiousness and stress, then you're going to be attracting more of what gives you that energy, you know? If you're in that energy of push and force, one, you're going to be repelling things from you because you're pushing it away, even though you think you're pushing towards it, okay? So starting to be a bit more mindful of the energy in which you're in, and if that is actually serving and supporting you, your goals, your path, your relationships, like, is the energy you're in making you happy? Is it serving you? Is it helping you evolve? Is it allowing you to rise? Is it making you want to get out of your bed and seize the day and be grateful for the life that you're living? And if not, it's time for you to reevaluate how you're going to start showing up for yourself in your life. Because since really committing to myself and regulating and connecting with myself, like, you guys know, if you are like a seasoned shine listener or you're a part of my community, like you're in the depth of my community, you're a part of my Instagram or you're in my membership, you know how important it is for me to commit to my healthy habits, whether that's meditation or movement or tapping or whatever it is. That those habits, those practices go at the top of my list before I do anything. Because if I don't show up for myself first, the impact that it has is huge on my life and my business, especially as, like I said, as an entrepreneur. Like, you're holding extra weight, your deepest fears come to the surface as well when you embark on the journey of entrepreneurship. It really is pushing you to look at your deepest fears and acknowledge what is happening within you, you know? And your nervous system can get dysregulated because you're putting yourself into the unknown, you're putting yourself out there into the world, you're being seen, and your nervous system can start to feel unsafe. Or even if it is that you're moving through like traumatic experiences, or you've moved through heavy situations in your life, it is so important for you to regulate your nervous system so that it starts to feel safer again, so that you can start to move through your life with ease, with love, with safety, with peace. And as I record this episode, it's Monday morning. Yesterday I was at a Soulful Sunday session. So once a month I go to, it's called a Soulful Sunday, and it's in the UK, well, in Scotland. This beautiful woman runs, she's built like a full company since lockdown, since coronavirus, where all around Scotland, beaches in Scotland, people come together and we do a yoga session and we do some breath work and then we do some cold water dipping together. And I found it and I've just been committing to it ever since, because it's such an amazing experience, so healing, so powerful. And I went to a session yesterday and I needed it so much, because I had felt that heavy energy, that anxiousness as well, because I was moving through some unknown situations with things within business, just within life, like heavy situations within my personal life as well, like we all do. So being able to prioritize what I can to feel that sense of peace, to feel that sense of calmness within myself, is so, so important. And so I took that time yesterday and it was so healing. I went into the ocean and just allowed my body to relax, allowed my body to heal, allowed things to just be cleansed and let go. And I feel such a lightness within myself. I feel such a clearness. Is that a word? Like, feel so much more clarity is coming to me. And that was something that I was trying to push. I was trying to push this clarity. I was trying to and fight through things. And that's, again, something that I probably spoke about on the podcast as well, and how I find it so fascinating that the nervous system, the subconscious mind are connected, because obviously your subconscious mind is running the show, right? And a belief that I attached to myself was that I had to fight for everything in my life, because when I came into the world I was fighting for my life. I had an underlying heart condition, and for the first 5 years of my life I had to fight for my life. So I just instantly created that story that I had to not just fight for what I wanted in life, I just had to fight to survive. And the past year I have been working on reframing, rewiring and reprogramming that belief within my subconscious mind, but I felt it resurface last week. I felt it come up and I felt myself fighting and pushing and being at war with myself, with my business, with family, with different things in life. And I knew, I was like, right, I need to go to a Soulful Sunday. I need to do something to shift this energy, to come back into myself, to allow my subconscious and my nervous system to feel safe and remember the truth. The truth actually is that things get to be easy, that it doesn't have to be so hard, that I don't have to be at war with myself. I don't have to be fighting against myself and fighting to survive and fighting for things, because that energy no longer serves and supports me. It no longer serves and supports me. And it was funny because when we got there, the instructor, the yoga teacher, that's right, the yoga teacher and the founder of the company, she's so beautiful, I love her, I'd love to have her on the podcast. I think I will actually get her on the podcast, she's so nice. But yeah, she came round with some like affirmation cards that she had, and everyone had to like pull one, and so I pulled one, but I wasn't really like properly paying attention. Like, I was in the energy of the group and I was talking to Natalie and I was like super excited to be there, and I pulled the card, and it was so funny because the card literally said, it doesn't have to be so hard, like expect ease, like call upon the universe. And I was like, holy fuck, Natalie, like that is exactly the message like that I've been like needing, that I've also been leaning into. Because on the Friday before, so that was yesterday, which was the Sunday, and on Friday I was on a call with my friend Carly, like a coaching friend who runs Aura Elevation with me. She's also been on the podcast as well, and we were just chatting, and I was just like feeling, releasing this heavy energy with her, and I hadn't acknowledged, that's when I kind of acknowledged that belief of being like fighting and being at war and feeling the need to struggle was like resurfacing again. So to have that message when I got to the class on Sunday, it was just like so divinely guided, so divinely given to me. So through that practice, through that yoga session and the cold water dipping and the breath work, I was just releasing that need for things to be hard. And I just want to give you this message today as well, that things don't need to be so hard. Like, it doesn't have to be so hard. Like, life and business, everything doesn't need to be so hard. How can we, what if we were to start expecting ease? What if we were to start calming our nervous system, calming our bodies, calming our minds, and coming and tapping deeper into ourself and our intuition and our hearts and our souls, and lean into that energy of things? What would change? What would you then start to see more evidence of in your reality? The opportunities that find you, the love, the people, the connections, the abundance, the gratitude that starts to find you when you are in that energy of ease and calm and peace and love. And the thing is, when you are in that state of dysregulation and disconnection and stress and anxiousness and that heavy energy, you know, your judgment is clouded. You're not allowing yourself to open up to see the possibilities, to see the magic and the miracles that are all around you, that are in front of you. And I am also guilty. Like, we are living a human experience and you are a human, so it is natural and normal to also slip into those ways of thinking and feeling. But know that there's practices and modalities and tools that allow you to come back into yourself, to reconnect with yourself. But it's the willingness from you first, the willingness and the commitment and the devotion that you have to have for yourself, and knowing that you're worthy, knowing that you're deserving of that time, you know, to actually do that and to actually start reconnecting with yourself. And ways in which that I do it, obviously I've told you about my experience with Soulful Sunday. You all know that I do a lot of meditation, so that's one way, like meditation or just stillness. And the thing is, when you can take that time, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 2 minutes, whether it's 15, 20, an hour, however long you take, it does not matter, it's going to be different for absolutely everybody. When you can choose to come into yourself, to be in stillness with yourself, you allow those heavy energies to start melting away, and you allow your intuition to start speaking to you, because your intuition has the answers, your intuition has the solutions, the guidance. When you can open your heart up to receive and to be guided, instead of feeling the need to control and to push and to just hold all this weight that you don't have to hold. Okay, so meditation and stillness is something that I implement every single day. And something else that I have also been doing kind of more of, I probably spoke about this in the podcast as well, but sometimes I just like putting a song on that really hits, you know, like there's a song, it's called Touch of Heaven, and it's as if it's a song that I have between me and the universe. It's like me singing and sitting with the universe. So it was funny, I had a rainbow, if you know, my universal sign is a rainbow, and there was a rainbow outside my window the other day, and I took that as a opportunity to sit with the universe. So I put Touch of Heaven on, and I just sat with that song, and the song is 6 minutes long, right? It is long, but it challenges me to sit in that stillness and that connection with the universe and with that higher power. So I sat with it while the rainbow was there, and I just sat with that song with the universe, and it was so profound, because when you can connect with that energy, the guidance that comes through, the ease that comes through, the miracles, just the shifts that starts happening can be so, so healing and profound and transformative if we allow it to be, you know? And if you are listening to this episode and you are listening to this type of podcast, there's obviously, you clearly do commit to this kind of work, or you want to start committing to this type of work. And another way is breath work. So obviously I have been doing more breath work with the Soulful Sunday sessions. We have some breath work in Aura Elevation. Obviously I've been a part of different programs and I do breath work as well. It's not something that I do a lot, but it's something I have practiced and something I have done that I enjoy. A kind of simple breath work exercise I love is the box breath work. So breathe in for four, hold for four, breathe out for four, hold for four, and doing that sequence starts to regulate your nervous system if you're in that kind of state of freeze or fight or flight fight or flight, or that kind of freeze that you just like freeze. And to get out of that, maybe doing that like box breath work. Also cold water therapy. I just started doing that this year. It's something that I held myself back from doing, but it's something that has just been so profound, so cleansing. Like, it's good for the nervous system, but I also love to like kind of marry that with the cleanse of the body, cleanse of the subconscious mind as well. So especially for us UK people, or even if you're in the States, like we're getting into kind of the colder season, which is the best apparently. So if you want to start doing some wild swimming or getting a tub or going for cold showers and trying out some cold water therapy and how that supports your nervous system regulation, how that supports like the energy you feel throughout your day. I know some people also like get a kind of bowl of water, and in the morning they just like put their full face in, and they put their face in to kind of regulate their nervous system before they step into the day. And that's something that I would really encourage you guys to start implementing more of, devoting more to, if you aren't already, in the morning, like 5 minutes at least, to sit in stillness or do something for yourself, whether it's meditation, some breath work, some cold water therapy, or some exercises. Another way I love to regulate my nervous system and heal from within as well, I do a lot of Pilates and yoga. And that's something that I've been committing to, especially the past year. Something I held myself back from doing because of my heart condition. Like, I really held a fear around movement, around exercise, because I felt my body couldn't handle it. But that was just like a kind of protection mechanism, I guess. And it's so untrue. And I was always encouraged to move my body, but there was always that subconscious limitation and fear of like, it's not safe for me to do that. So bit by bit, the past two years, I have been moving my body more often, whether it be yoga or Pilates or walking as well. I love walking. That's a really good way to regulate your nervous system, getting out in nature and just going for a walk. Such a simple but profound way to regulate your nervous system and find that peace and state of calm within yourself and within your body. But even going back to exercise, I have been committing to Pilates. I am a part of a Pilates membership and I've been investing into it since January this year. And obviously it was something that I really wanted to commit to because I felt so dysregulated within my body between like August last year to December. Like the state of dysregulation I was in, like I would wake up crying and fall asleep crying. Like I felt so unsafe within myself and within my life. It was crazy. And I knew that I had to move through that to come and help more people because this is something that I'm now very, very passionate about, especially someone who is also helping entrepreneurs, like to help them understand like the importance and the power of regulating your nervous system as a human, but as an entrepreneur is so, so vital and so important, especially if you want to create a sustainable business and create a business that fulfills you and doesn't lead you to stress and anxiety and burnout and resentment and feeling like you just want to quit it all because of the actual stress that it gives you. Whereas if we were to come into ourselves more often, feel more at peace and regulated within ourselves, that's the energy that you're going to be pouring into your business and that the energetic exchange that it's going to give back to you as well. Also, if you know me, you know the vibe of Shine with Sophie. Something that I love doing to regulate myself and also connect with myself is dancing and shaking. So I am not a dancer. I'm not good at dancing, but it doesn't stop me because I love moving my body in that way. I love music. I really connect with music on a deeper kind of level. I feel like I get that from my mum. Like I listen to the words and I let the words also heal me. So I kind of marry that with dancing and moving my body, shaking my hands. Like if you've ever been on like a workshop with me or you've done a tapping session with me, like I always get you to like shake the energy out of you, whether it's on your hands, whether it's your full body. Like energy is stored within your body, and like I said, your nervous system, your body, your subconscious mind, they are all connected and everything is stored within you. So if you're feeling heavy, know that you can shift that. It's stuck within your body and there's ways to move that through. And dancing and shaking can be such a fun, silly way to start doing that. And then of course, we've got EFT tapping. So if you are someone who has been here a while or you're someone that is very in the depth of my community and my work, you know that EFT tapping is something that I love and I have embodied and I use in a lot of my work. I am an EFT tapping practitioner and I think it's just supported me and shifted so much for me because obviously it's a tool that can heal your energy but also heal your subconscious mind, okay? So prioritizing or devoting to EFT tapping, I do have my membership that is reopening very, very soon, and I have a full library or an ever-growing library of EFT tappings in there that are fun and easy and just exciting to use as well, because I make them a vibe. I make it an experience that you want to embark on, an experience that you want to practice, okay? So EFT tapping really allows you to tap on the energy spots of your body, kind of regulate your energy, release stuck energy, release like subconscious blocks, subconscious heaviness, and start to feel that clearness, that lightness within yourself, as well as empowering positive affirmations and beliefs into your body, into your subconscious mind. So I think it's such a fun, easy, powerful way to regulate your nervous system, expand your subconscious mind and expand your energy. Another way to regulate your nervous system that I embody as well is disconnecting from social media. Like we live in a world, especially if you're an entrepreneur or even if just a human, We live in on our phones. We're always on our phones. The minute you wake up, you go on your phone. You're scrolling. You're like instantly, automatically comparing yourself, looking at what others are doing, sucked into other people, you know? So how can you start to disconnect from social media? How maybe it is not going on your phone first thing in the morning. Yes, your alarm's going off, but just put it to the side. Start building this habit of not going on your phone. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I struggle with it at times too. But it's something that I am building a habit up of. Yes, my alarm goes off, but I put my phone away. I leave my phone in the other room when I'm doing my morning routine. I don't take it anywhere. Okay? And I do my best to not go on it like the first hour of being awake. And I take that time to come into myself, to set the tone for my day, to set the tone within my energy, instead of instantly getting sucked into the world, sucked into what others are doing or what is happening on social media. So how can you maybe start disconnecting from social media? So that you can start connecting back with yourself, connecting back to your own energy, your own confidence, your own world within yourself, right? So that's another way. Number nine, I've kind of touched up. These are the ways that I regulate my nervous system. Number nine, we're nearly there. Number nine is grounding in nature. I know we've spoke about walking, but maybe it's going out, taking your socks and your shoes off and just grounding in the earth. And if you're in a state of like unsafety and anxiousness and stress, just like going outside, putting your feet on the grass, starting to find that stability and grounding within the earth and just breathing into the earth, putting your feet on the grass. Maybe you go into child's pose, maybe you just sit with your hands on the grass as well and just breathe into that safety and that stability that the earth can give you, okay? So grounding in nature, whatever that looks like to you, but I do certainly love it. It's annoying for me because I live in an apartment, so I don't have a garden, which is sometimes can be frustrating because I just want to go out and ground. And the last one, the last kind of practice that I want to give you guys to take away is a release ritual. Okay, bear with me. So like a release ritual. And it could incorporate some of the practices that I've also given you, but screaming into a pillow, punching a pillow, like allowing your emotions to be there, to be processed, to be seen, to be heard, to be felt. So if you're feeling this frustration, this anger within you, allow it to be there so that that clarity can come, that lightness can come through, that lightness can start shining through because you've allowed yourself to feel and process and release the heavy energy that is keeping that lightness that is within you. You are made of lightness to start shining through. So maybe it's screaming into a pillow, crying, like allowing yourself to cry, knowing that it's powerful to cry. That's a sense of release. Allowing yourself to shake, like I said, like shaking, punching the pillow, like allowing yourself to move that energy through your body, allowing it to be processed and out of your body so that your body can start feeling regulated again, but also that clarity, that connection, that calmness can start to be restored within you. Oh my goodness, I'm so glad that word restored came through. Yes, so your energy can be restored. So just with those options, those different practices that I've given you, maybe sitting with like what one do you want to tap into? Or maybe you write them down, and maybe each day when you get up, just asking yourself, how do I feel today and what do I need? How do I feel today and what do I need? Is it a meditation? Is it some exercise and movement? Is it a tap in? Is it just disconnect from social media? Is it getting outside? Is it a cry? Is it just letting heavy energies come out with a release or like rage ritual? Just like starting to know that you get to devote time to yourself. And when you do show up for yourself and regulate yourself and reconnect with yourself, that's when you get to connect deeper with aligned people, aligned opportunities, because you are in alignment with who you truly are. You're in alignment with your own inner energy, with your own self. And that's what we've not been taught. That's just not the way of living that we've been taught, but it's why so many of us are so unhappy and so unfulfilled and just on autopilot through life, living in anxiety, living in stress. And even if it's literally just a small amount of you that I get to impact and starting to shift this way of living and starting to heal within by doing these practices, we get to then be that ripple effect for others in this world. So more people don't have to live in this state of survival, this state of anxiousness and this state of stress, because we all deserve to live a life of ease, of calm, of peace, of love, of light, like of all these beautiful energies. But it's about cultivating that within yourself, cultivating that energy within yourself, so that you get to, then you start to allow yourself to see and receive that energy on your external world and your human experience as well. So if you are interested in starting to embody more of that and you would like some support in doing that, I am hosting, I'm super excited, I'm bringing to you guys a free Shine somatic experience, a free Shine embodiment experience and workshop. So this is called Regulate and Reconnect. So this is a free workshop that I am hosting for my community, and I'm going to be taking you through practices like I've been speaking about. We're going to do some journaling, some reflection, but then we're going to go through a somatic and stillness flow. So it's going to be an intuitively led somatic and stillness flow by myself, and then we're going to do an EFT tap in to heal and to release heavy energies. So if you want to be supported in community, supported by myself, and be led through some of the practices that I have spoke about today, then I would love to have you there. I've not held a free workshop in a while. It's something that I love doing. I've held workshops inside of Aura Elevation recently. I held my Unlock Your Magnetic Leader workshop that you can also purchase below. I'll put the little link below. I'll also put a link for you to sign up for Regulate and Reconnect. This one is free, a free somatic Shine experience for you to really regulate your nervous system and reconnect back to yourself, to feel a sense of calm, clarity, connection and confidence within yourself and your life. So if this feels like something that you have been asking for, something that you probably could take a lot from, and you just want to be held, you just want to be held in a space where you can find that sense of peace, regulate yourself and reconnect with yourself, I would love so much to have you there. If you cannot join the live, it's obviously online, if you can't join the live experience, there will be a replay sent out. However, if you know me, you know that I love to have you all in the live energy. So as I record this, I have not finalized the time. So by the time this podcast is out, I will have. So if you click on the link below and you can just check out the information, put your name, put your email address, and I will hopefully see you there. But thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. It really is very alive within myself now. And I know that so many of you will probably take so much away from this. But if there's two things that I would love for you to take away from this, is that, like I said, you're not meant to live or run your business from a state of stress and anxiety. And you are worthy of devoting time to regulating your nervous system and your subconscious mind and connecting back home to yourself, back home to your inner energy, that lightness within you. Okay, so if you do anything, I would love one to see you come and join us in this energy of regulate and reconnect, the somatic Shine experience, and I'd love for you to start devoting more time to healing the stress, shifting the stress, regulating your nervous system, and seeing and experiencing the power and the magic that happens when you do that. And when you do, please reach out and tell me. Tell me what shifts, tell me what you attract, tell me what happens within your human experience when you start to find that sense of calm and that peace and that love and that lightness within yourself. And again, please come to the workshop and I'll support you in guiding you through that to really set you up for you to fully commit and devote to that energy. But thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, like, put a review. All of that helps so, so much, even sharing it to your Instagram stories and tagging me in it and sharing the wisdom and the magic and the impact that we are given on this podcast. It would mean the world. It really helps. And yeah, I love you guys so much and I'll speak to you soon. Mwah.